too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, November the 28th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a lot to do today, a lot to cover today. Championship weekend's coming up. We're going to have our SEC power rankings today. I want to go ahead and get this out of the way early. At 7:05 this morning, I have a very important message to several fan bases. It seems like, I don't know if you saw it or not, but Mike Krzyzewski sent a message to his fan base last night. Dabo Swinney sent some messages to his fan base. If that's the end thing to do, I have some messages to several fan bases out there, specifically to the Georgia fan base and to the South Carolina fan base. So 7:05 today. Looking forward to that. We will talk about the rankings that came out last night, week 5 college football playoff rankings. Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Notre Dame 3, Georgia 4, Oklahoma 5, Ohio State 6, Michigan ahead of Central Florida, Michigan at 7. I'm wondering if you can give up 60-something points. There's no path for Michigan, right? There's no way that they get in. You can't get 60 points in your last game of the year and you make the college football playoffs, I don't think. Central Florida 8, Florida 9. That amazes me. LSU 10. Everybody's mad about that one. We'll give you the rest of the top 25 at some point in time. Dabo Swinney, the ACC Coach of the Year. You're always kind of like surprised when he doesn't win it. You're surprised when, like, when he wins it. Swinney got 27 votes. Dino Babers 22 votes. Pat Narduzzi, Pittsburgh 9 votes. Adazio got 1. Bronco Mendenhall got 1. Congratulations. The second time Dabo Swinney has won the ACC Coach of the Year. Guy is, guys, Tigers at 12-0 and 113 wins in less than 11 full seasons. 55 wins in his last 59 games. 55-4 in his last 59 games. Trevor Lawrence, the ACC Rookie of the Year. Hit 57 votes, 1 vote for Xavier Thomas, 1 vote for Andre Sisco, safety from Syracuse, 1 from Tamarion Terry, wide receiver from Florida State. He also won the ACC Offensive Rookie of the Year. The ACC Defensive Rookie of the Year went to Andre Sisco, the safety of Syracuse. Xavier Thomas was second on that list. Told you the All-ACC teams. We didn't talk a lot about the All-ACC teams. Came out and high in the world. We saw Ryan Finley, quarterback over Trevor Lawrence, is beyond me. Dabo Swinney's press conference yesterday, he gave you the good news on Trey Lamar being back. That's a big deal for this weekend's game. Pittsburgh will try to run it between the tackles. Fits really into what Trey Lamar wants to do. I am fascinated, 100% fascinated. Few things have everybody's attention nowadays, or have people's attention just like fully now. We jump from subject to subject in our world, in our politics, in our lives, in our personal lives. I am fully vested in this Auburn Gus Malzahn coaching situation. If you've not seen details of it, stick around today. There's some really, really interesting Gus Malzahn stuff today. And what's going to happen there at Auburn. Hero World Challenge is going to start out in the Bahamas. Tiger Woods back for that. Got some college basketball scores to tell you about. I'm going to tell you now. Duke, third-ranked Duke beat Indiana. Someone explain to me how Duke plays Indiana. Duke's ranked third. They play Indiana. They're not ranked. And Michigan State's ranked ninth. They play Louisville, and Louisville's not ranked. Why would not Louisville play Indiana and Michigan State play Duke? Someone smarter than me can tell me that. 90-69 last night. Fifth-ranked Nevada. What is Nevada doing ranked fifth in college basketball? Beats Loyola Chicago 79-65. Ninth-ranked Michigan State falls at Louisville 82-78. Penn State downs 13th-ranked Virginia Tech 63-62. Iowa ranked 14th in the country, beat Pittsburgh 69-68. And Wisconsin down NC State 22nd-ranked Wisconsin 79-75. Rest of the unranked ACC schools last night. Notre Dame over Illinois, 76-74. Wake Forest down Western Carolina, 71-64. And SEC action, because I know everybody's really excited about the SEC basketball right now. SEC action from non-ranked teams. Georgia down Kennesaw State, 84-51. Florida beat North Florida, 98-66. Vanderbilt over Savannah State, 120-85, and Temple beat Missouri 79-77. Jeff Brohm talked with or met with Louisville yesterday. Hear a lot of Scott Satterfield in Louisville. Trying to keep you up to date with what happened there. Mac Brown's introduced up in North Carolina yesterday. We talked about that. What all that means. I want to review Pitt's season today because the Tigers don't play Pittsburgh very often because Pittsburgh. Not a traditional ACC school, and really because Pittsburgh's not on the schedule every year, whatever. Maybe not familiar with their personnel, their staff, or their season, or anything like that. We'll get to that at some point. Finally, before I introduce the most important part of the show, Zach, or Charlotte weather for Saturday. Starting out, rain likely throughout the day, high of 62. I got good news and bad news. Chance of rain about 80%. Saturday night, showers in the evening, scattered thunderstorms arriving overnight, low of 58, chance of rain about 60%. Bad news is it's going to be wet. Good news is high of 62, low of 58. It's not going to be that cold, so that's good. Just take your little rain jacket in there and you should be fine. Looking forward to that. Finally, as I said, finally, one other thing. Is Clemson going to the Cotton Bowl if they win this weekend? Are they going to Cotton Bowl or Orange Bowl? Some discrepancies out there. We tell you some factors and what some of the thinking is there. We got a lot to do today. And again, at 7:05, Gamecock fans, Georgia fans, really all fan bases tune in. But I have a very, very important message moving forward for you. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the host of segment number two, Mr. Zach Orr. Yibbo.
Morning, Mickey. How you doing?
Bless.
Got yourself a little Capri Sun on deck over there, ready to go?
I got two today. I'm going to have one in the first 90 minutes. I'm going to have one in the second 90 minutes.
Pace yourself now. I don't need to be driving you home this morning.
I'm going to get drunk on Capri Sun. Drunk on happiness.
What did you get into yesterday after the show?
Let's see here. Left here. They don't advertise. I can't take. There's a local grocery store that you go online, you order everything, then you can pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for it online, just go pick it up. I love that, man. Normally, Meredith would tell me, like, you need to go get the Prescott apple and the, go get, she gave me some dip to get the other day. Man, I can't find it, right? I don't know. I always get the wrong stuff. You do this, you call it in, you just go pick it up. How come we hadn't done this before?
Yeah, then you're paying more, though, aren't you? You paying for the delivery thing?
No, you're not delivering it. You're going to pick it up.
Pretty sure you're paying more.
Not the place you're going to. I don't think there's a delivery fee. I'll look it up.
If there is, I'm happily paying it.
Yeah. To get the right stuff and to save time.
There you go.
So I did that.
You came right up.
Yeah. Let's see here. A little laundry, a little chores. Too cold to do anything. Lunch with the fellas.
What was the special?
Turkey, but I had turkey the day before.
So you went no special?
Yeah, I went
get that hot
chicken
dog?
salad. No, chicken salad salad. I'm trying to be a little healthy, man. You know?
You look great.
I look like $1 million. By the way, last day I'll see you. this week.
Yeah, you'll be out at United Rentals tomorrow.
Right.
And then you'll be at Chick-fil-A on Friday.
For the final time.
Final time this year.
Yeah, this year.
We'll be back really? Next year.
Yeah. Well, football Friday, that's it. College football Friday.
We're just going to act like we don't have maybe two more games to play after this weekend?
We do, but not in the regular season. And, you know, what we can schedule now. So, by the way, Meredith said it's free. That service is free. You need to look it up, man. Do you make mistakes at the grocery store?
No.
Really?
No.
So, what you're telling me is that Kristen doesn't say, can you pick up the Thompson pears?
Well, luckily for me, everything at the grocery store is labeled. And there are names right above the produce or whatever I'm trying to pick up. And I can usually figure out what the words are.
I spent 30 minutes one time looking for Velveeta cheese. It's not in the cheese section.
No, it's not.
I don't know these things.
Yeah.
I'm not a very domesticated cat.
Sure you are.
No. So anyway, I love this service. What's that? You doing good? Everything good with you?
I'm doing fine. Anything as crazy as that happened to me yesterday.
Watched The Sopranos yesterday.
Yeah, what season you guys on?
Just started the end of season one.
Okay.
Where Tony finds out that Uncle June and his mom tried to take a hit on him. And he tries to smother with a pillow and mm-hmm. he couldn't hold a stroke and all. Fake stroke. That was good. And then watched This Is Us last night. Didn't cry.
Is the streak alive?
Yeah, didn't cry. Came close one time. But it's over till January 15th now.
Man, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
I don't either.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
I don't know either. But we'll make it. Make it somehow, somewhere. Watch a lot of other reruns. Play a lot of Red Dead. I meant to ask you the other day, when Nebraska beat Clemson, you know, Clemson beat Nebraska here 2 years ago.
Yep.
When Nebraska beat Clemson in basketball last night, was that Red Dead Redemption?
That's funny. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought of it all. Yeah, I forgot
that's
to
what it was.
What'd you get into?
Yesterday was a relatively quiet day. It wasn't too crazy. Just some stuff around the house, that usual kind of nonsense.
What do you and the gruesome dog do?
Me and the gruesome dog. We hung out. We took a walk.
Yeah.
He pooped. I said, good job. He went, thanks, and ran inside.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, it was, you know.
Cold yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice.
Cold winter. I'm supposed to play golf today. I'm never getting this mess.
A little freezing tonight, or last night.
Yeah.
I had to turn the stinking heat on for the first time. It was miserable.
What?
Yeah.
Where's the heat been?
Oh, it's there. I just don't want to pay for it.
Oh, man, I forgot your cheapskate.
Yeah,
we got... So Kristen's freezing over there.
We got blankets. She's got socks, slippers. She'll be all right.
Yeah. Got scarves and gloves.
She's got all that hair, you know. Hair keeps her head warm. She's fine.
Man, that's unbelievable. Cheapskate. I think we're going to start having you all over a little more. That way, Kristen can get some heat at night.
get a little warmth in her. Yeah.
We'll disguise it as some sort of social event with you know, like a little supper club or get together.
Sure. You're just trying to make sure she's warm.
But yeah, and we won't do it in the summertime.
No.
I don't know. You turn the air conditioning off in the summertime?
No, we try to keep it on, but we also try to, if it's going to be mild, turn the puppy off, open the doors up, get a little cross breeze going through.
All right. Well, in the dead of winter, we'll schedule it when it gets really cold to have you all over for supper club.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Disguise it as that, just make sure Kristen doesn't freeze. Are you looking forward? I'm looking forward to segment number two today. What's
yeah,
on
tap? We're going to talk a little bit about last night's week 5 comfortable playoff rankings.
And yeah.
How those played out. A couple interesting slots being assigned to individual teams.
Nice.
We'll do that.
Are you excited about my 705?
I'm curious.
Okay.
I'm very curious. I don't know what it is.
I've spent a bunch of time thinking about this in the last day or two. I've spent a bunch of time thinking about this last 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
But this is an official stance on something that I think if people heed my advice, I think they'll finally get on board with something.
If people would just listen to you more often.
Life would be a lot easier for them.
Listen, it would be smooth sailing, folks.
Right.
Smooth sailing.
If you wouldn't have fought the Trevor Lawrence thing, if it had listened to me, it would have worked out.
I don't remember fighting that. I remember cautiously approaching that.
You know why Dabo Swinney won the Coach of the Year?
ACC Coach of the Year?
Yep.
Because we wouldn't tell him no?
Nope. He's done that before and didn't win it, I think. Not winning that 1 year. I think no. The reason is because he had the most important decision to make in the ACC this year. David Hale came with this. The most important decision to make, the season-breaking thing that could have broken his program, broken his team, whatever, was the quarterback decision.
Sure.
And how he brought that thing along, and we all argued about it all summer long, whatever. He handled it absolutely perfectly for everybody involved. And as it turns out, when he pushed the buttons, it worked. So, you know, listen to that. But listen to me. Life would be a lot easier. Now, I'm looking forward to it. 7:05. Come on, tune into that. And still got to work on the exact wording of it. I still have the concept in my mind. I'm not trying to be offensive when I say some things. I'm going to offend some folks because I know how easily offended we are.
And now I'm nervous.
Well, Gamecock fans and specifically the Bulldog fans.
Oh, no.
But Gamecock fans can benefit from it, too. Clemson fans a little bit. Alabama fans a little bit. Ohio State a little bit. But I think South Carolina, about 40% of South Carolina fans can – it's about 40% to them, 60% to Georgia, 70% to Georgia.
Is this football-centric?
Yes.
It is.
Well, it's life as well.
Because you mentioned Coach K when you introduced us for the first time.
Well, the reason I say this, Coach K sent a message to us. Did you see this?
No.
He told his fans last night, we don't want to get – we're at the point where we're spoiled. Sounds an awful lot like what Dabo's been talking about.
So this is the thing we do now? We just call out fan bases? Is that what this is?
Nope. No, you tried to yesterday, and I took over the fan base, if you remember. One other quick thing before we get to a break in this segment, too. Are you in a better mood today, man? I was so worried about you yesterday.
I was in a good mood yesterday. You have a tendency to run with these things, and you latch onto something, even if it's not even there. And sometimes you have this remarkable ability to just dig your claws into an invisible matter. Is that why you're really dragging it out?
You're ripping everybody and all sad and saying, oh, screw this guy, screw him. And your music was sad, and he played right into it.
I don't remember doing any of
that. That's good. Very good. All right, we got to take a short break. We'll come back. Segment two is Zach Ort. Later in this hour, SEC Power Ranking 705, you'll get this message to Georgia fans and a little bit of Gamecock stuff too. Absolute Waste Management, they specialize in residential and commercial waste removal. I just got rid of some stuff around the house. I procrastinated like crazy. I'm not good at doing stuff I don't want to do. And no one wants to get rid of like bulky old furniture, appliances, construction debris, yard waste. No one wants to go out and clean out that garage, that attic, that rental property. If you have like evictions or estate liquidations or foreclosures, that's where the stuff just piles up and you don't get a good chance to do this. Apartment cleanouts, when you're moving up, barn cleanouts, businesses cleanouts, storage unit cleanouts, they'll take care of all this for you. No job is too big. No job is too small. Absolute Waste Management can take care of it for you. No hidden fees. They're going to come in and give you an estimate. You'll like it. Easy to schedule the appointment. Call or text 866-266-7131, 864-266-7131 for a free quote today. Or you can go to Absolute Waste MGMT, absolutewastemgmt.com. A break, we'll come back. Mr. Orr 24, we'll have segment number two right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Tackle a day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Are you over 40? Need more stamina? Don't like what you see in the mirror? Optinos is your answer. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, and improve your overall physique. Optinus works on a genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinus has all natural ingredients that are proven safe for men and women of all ages. Get started today. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our Green Fever sales event. Win big with 0% financing and year-end discounts on John Deere compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gators side-by-sides. Just visit one of our four South Carolina locations or head to agproco.com.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Over $14,000 off. Now that's what I'm talking about. Trucks cost less and travelers rest. Where George Coleman Ford's offering a 2018 F-150 XLT with chrome package, 51,100 MSRP. On sale at just $36,999. Not only that, they never had any dealer fees. That's George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest, the Upstate's only Ford's President Award-winning dealership.
With approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Good through January 2nd, 2019.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide three meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, our friends at Robinhood, the Invested app, where you can buy stocks, you can sell stocks, you can do the EFTs, the all commission-free. They want to make financial services work for everybody, not just the wealthy. This is a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest in first-time investments with some true confidence. It's simple. It's clear. The data is presented in an easy-to-digest way, the way you can set up your easy to understand charts and your market data. If you want to get into that, you can place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. They let you view your stocks as collections, different categories. You can organize by the way. You can learn by doing more than anything else and learn how to invest to build that portfolio. Speaking of build your portfolios, Robinhood is doing that right now. They're going to help you. They are giving listeners of the show free stock like Apple, Ford, Sprint, to help build that portfolio. Sign up today, mickey.robinhood.com. That's mickey.robinhood.com. Segment number two with Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey. Of course, last night was week five of the college football playoff rankings. Some interesting things and some not interesting things. Of course, the non-interesting would be Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame maintaining their spots at numbers 1, 2, and 3, respectively. The rest of the top 10 are where things get a little bit interesting, starting with number 4, your Georgia Bulldogs.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jumped to number 4, the 11-1 Georgia Bulldogs, as they go on to Atlanta to take on Alabama this weekend. Oklahoma down there at 5. Ohio State at 6 and Michigan at 7 are the quote unquote real contenders. I guess Michigan's out of that conversation now, so it's Ohio State. UCF at 8, 9, Florida. And for some reason that I cannot understand, and I'm hoping you can break it down and explain it to me this morning.
I can.
LSU is at 10. Yep. LSU at 9-3 is still a top 10 team for something, for some reason.
I can tell you why.
I don't get it.
Because unlike you and I with our rankings, they have to put 25 in there.
Yeah, they do have to put 25 in
we
there.
We don't.
Does LSU have to be towards the top half of that ranking?
Who else would you put?
Literally anybody else.
Why?
You could put Washington ahead of them. You could put Penn State ahead of them.
I would have put Washington ahead
of them. You could put a 10-2 Washington State ahead of them.
I would have thought about that as well.
I would listen to Texas. I wouldn't listen to Kentucky.
No.
West Virginia, you could listen to.
I can listen to that.
I can't get behind LSU as a top 10 team anymore.
I can't get behind anybody behind Central Florida. And to be honest, I can't get behind Michigan either.
Michigan got throttled.
Yep.
And dropped 3 points. And dropped 3 spots.
Yeah. You know, I get it. I know what you're saying. But this goes to show you how we're going to have this over and over and over now. College football's turned into the haves and the have-nots. It is so difficult. One of the reasons why you have to appreciate a 12-0 season here at Clemson is because it is so difficult to keep it going and to go through a whole season. So many things happen in a season. For instance, Mr. Or 24, do you remember when, and this is going to make some sense. It's not going to sound like it at first, but it's going to. Just so stick with me. Do you remember when after NC State lost to Clemson and we looked at their schedule and said, you know what, man? NC State's not a terrible team. Clemson beat the pants off of them, but they're not a terrible team. And NC State really should go. Didn't we say that they were favored in every one of their games after that? I said they could go 11-1 and build something there, right?
Yep.
Well, they lost to Syracuse, and they lost to Wake Forest. So even in the games that you're scheduled to win, that you're favored to win, and pretty significant favorites to win, they were a 17 or 18-point favorite, what it was against Wake Forest. They're a favorite up at Syracuse that it's hard to go and win those. And as a result, NC State's going to go, if they beat East Carolina, they're going to go 9-3. So it's hard to do it. You're going to, almost every team slips up anyway. And you look up and down that deal right there. Look, Penn State slipped up and Washington State slipped up and Kentucky slipped up. And remember we're talking about Kentucky, man. Kentucky might win 10 or 11 games this year. Yeah. West Virginia slipped up and Utah and Mississippi State and Texas A&M and, I mean, A&M had everything in front of them. They got beat by Auburn. You know what I'm saying? So it's very, 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 very difficult to do. And the other thing is that when you have those elite teams, Alabama's elite and Clemson's elite and Notre Dame's elite, and I think Georgia and Oklahoma are pretty close to it. Ohio State's on that borderline right there. Ohio State slipped up. Oklahoma slipped up. Oklahoma's better than Texas. They slipped up. Georgia's better than LSU. They slipped up. But the point is that as these elites separate themselves, the gap between them and the rest of the country, I think, gets wider and wider and wider. And that's why you have two teams in the top 10 in the country that, let's face it, aren't elite football teams. Let me give you a little morsel of what we're going to talk about in the next segment. Florida's ranked number 9 right now. We're going to talk about 705. Florida's ranked number 9 right now, right?
They are.
Have you heard any Florida fans call this show? Have you gone to any? I go to all these websites, all these message boards. Florida fans aren't excited about Florida football right now. Now, they just beat Florida State, and that was kind of cool because they beat their arch rival. But have you noticed that Florida fans aren't excited right now? Have you noticed that no one's talking Florida? Florida's not like we're back. You know why, Zach? First of all, you noticed that, right?
I guess, a little bit.
The reason that they're like that, we're top 10, whatever. Florida fans have seen good football.
This ain't it, Chief.
No. Zach, two very quick points. They've seen great football before.
Yeah.
They saw Steve Spurrier's teams. They saw Urban Meyer's teams. They know what good football looks like. And if you notice, if you watch the Idaho game or the South Carolina game, Idaho, you can blame it off and say it's Idaho. I get it. You watch the South Carolina Georgia game or South Carolina Florida game, the stands are there's thousands and thousands of empty seats there. Sure. Why? We're top 10. No, Florida fans know they're not top 10. I mean, you put a number beside them being number 9, but Florida fans know this is not a good football team. So my point is, even the number 9 team in the country, they're not excited about it because they've seen it good and they know they're not good. They know they're not a great. They're not an elite. They know they're not even knocking on the doorstep of where they once were, where they can be. So that's that deep chasm. What, let me put it to you like this. What would the number, let me back up. The number four team, Georgia, beat Florida 36-17. How bad would Clemson beat Florida? Neutral field. They'd be favored by 17 points.
Yeah, a good bet.
If Florida played Alabama on a neutral field, Alabama would be favored by 24 points, something like that. So that's the number nine team in the country. You get mad at LSU, and I get it. You make a good point about LSU. But Florida's one ahead of LSU, and Florida's not good. Florida's not a good football team. You know this, right? Anyway, a little morsel for what we're going to talk about at 7:05. Anyway.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It also goes to show you where college football is in the country right now, right?
Right.
The parity across the sport.
Yes.
You look at last year, Penn State's your number nine team last year, 10-2.
Yeah.
Penn State, a good Penn State team with Saquon Barkley and Trace McSorley running around. All of your top 10 had 10 or more wins last year.
Right.
It's a different year for these kind of rankings. It doesn't mean I understand LSU. I still don't. But there's a little bit more of a leniency of sorts.
Here's what happens, though, because guys go pro early, your superstars go early, and because there's so much staff turnover, and because there's so many like key injuries, and so many teams don't have, you know, the great depth that's out there. Look, Penn State fans are another example of it. Penn State's, you know, highly ranked. What are they ranked in this poll? The Penn State's number 12. You know, 5 or 6 years ago, Penn State fans would be really excited, right?
Yep.
Penn State saw that team lose to Michigan State. Penn State fans saw Michigan beat them 42-7. Penn State fans saw them struggle, you know, throughout the season. Struggle to beat Iowa. Struggle to beat Indiana. They beat Indiana by 5. They beat Iowa by 6. Penn State fans have seen good football. Penn State fans are smart football fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
They know good football. They know they're not good this year. So they're not going, hey, man, they didn't watch the thing last night saying, you know what, man, we might move up to like 12 or something. We're going to get this New Year's Day 6 thing. They're not excited about New Year's Day 6 because they know they're not a good football team. They watched them play Indiana. They watched them play Iowa. They watched Michigan beat them by 35. They watched Michigan State beat them at home.
Mm.
So they know they're not a good football team. Anyway, deep chasms, buddy, deep chasms.
Deep chasms. This time last year, yeah. Everything was in front of us, man. Clemson's at 1, Auburn 2, Oklahoma 3, Wisconsin 4. Alabama and Georgia, two teams that ultimately make the playoff, are sitting on the outside looking in, which probably goes to show you there is a lot to happen on championship weekend coming up.
Oh, yeah? Except for, do you think there's any chance Georgia could beat Alabama?
Sure.
Any chance at all Pittsburgh beats Clemson?
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Any chance at all that Texas could beat Oklahoma, but Northwestern's not going to beat Ohio State, right?
Are we 100% sure about that?
I don't know. I mean, Ohio State, you can't tell.
What Ohio State team's going to show up? Is it the team
Good
that
point.
Can absolutely
Touché.
Hammer you? Or is it the team that got taken to the wire by Maryland?
Good point.
Because if it's that team, Northwestern can beat them.
Yep. Very, very, very good point. Great point. I can't wait, buddy. I can't wait to invest. I think I'm going to really rock your world. I hope I'm not overselling this.
It's getting close to it, but I'm hoping you're going to deliver on it. To be
I will.
Frank with you.
I will. Georgia fans 7-5. Sacramento fans 7-5. Anyway, I did not watch the rankings last night, so I didn't see. Was there any news come out of it, like what the committee guy said or anything?
Any news that came out of it? I saw some stuff on Twitter afterwards about it would be ridiculous to think that Alabama would be left out if they lost this weekend.
Danny Cadell has the best answer for that.
What's that?
If Alabama loses this weekend, then we can say to ourselves, you know what? We were wrong about Alabama.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Would they make it still? Would Nick Saban be begging and pleading on SportsCenter for 6 hours trying to get his team in?
Please, please, please don't break up with me. Please don't break up with me. Oh, my God, I'll do better. I promise I'll do better. I promise I'll do better. Please don't break up with me.
Because that was pathetic.
But it worked, and he won a national championship.
I'm aware of what they did.
So, I don't know, man. I can't sit here and definitively tell you either way. But in my mind, if Oklahoma wins this weekend and Ohio State wins this weekend, and Alabama loses, Clemson wins, Notre Dame doesn't play. Clemson's in, Notre Dame's in, Georgia would be in because they beat Alabama. But I'm much more interested in the conversation and the debate between Ohio State and Oklahoma than it would be Alabama once again not winning their conference and getting in. I don't have any desire to watch that. I don't.
I'm much more interested in the debate of why we're all just going to be okay with putting Notre Dame in this when everybody else playing an extra game.
Because
we're all just going to sweep that under the rug.
Because the one extra game that Clemson's playing, sure. Pittsburgh, Notre Dame already beat. The one extra game Ohio State's playing, Northwestern, they already beat them. Notre Dame would beat whoever's in their Okay, Notre Dame's independent,
let's play,
right?
Let's all play 13 then. Join a conference, you bumps.
I agree with that, but now here's a quick thing. On the FBS, they're the FBS independent. Here's the other independents. BYU, ooh. Army, Liberty, New Mexico State, and UMass. Let them play one of them for the independent championship. They beat those teams.
Mm.
You know? Clemson, I don't think Clemson should get a whole lot of credit by playing 24-point underdog Pittsburgh this weekend.
That is not always the case, though.
It's not always the case. You're right. You're 100% right.
To be fair.
Yeah, to be fair.
You don't just go to West Point and walk out with a win, by the way.
Hey, the Army's pretty doggone good. Yeah,
that's a ranked football team out there.
Are they still ranked? They're not ranked in this poll, are they?
I thought they were up there in the 20-25-ish kind of area, in the AP poll at least.
They're not ranked in the college football playoff poll.
Yeah,
Army.
The college football playoff poll and the committee hates the military.
23rd in the AP.
So.
And Army's getting ready to play Navy as a ranked Army club.
Let's go.
Someone who can tell us this. The last time Army was ranked going to the Navy game.
I have no idea what that is. No idea.
This is a good text right here. Please explain why Notre Dame gets docked for no conference championship, yet Bama doesn't play in theirs last year or could lose, and it's all good. If Bama didn't play last year, this is simple. I've said this 100 times. Bama had one less loss than Ohio State last year. If they had the same amount of losses, Ohio State would have gotten in. It's a good point, though, that if they're saying that we're gonna dock, what you're telling me is that if Notre Dame didn't play this weekend and we want to penalize them for not playing, but Bama plays this weekend and can lose, and we're still going to let them in? That's contradictory statements.
I don't believe in those things. I believe you can penalize Notre Dame and look poorly upon them for not playing this weekend. And if Bama loses this weekend, I don't think they should get in. That's my stance on that.
Nope.
You don't believe that.
Say it one more time.
Notre Dame loses, or Notre Dame doesn't play this weekend.
Right, they're in.
And I think that's a knock on them. If Bama loses this weekend, I don't think they should get into the college playoff.
I agree with you. I'm sorry. I thought it was the other way. No. All right. Yeah. All right. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Roosters, MGC. I got too much lettuce for my bowl, man. I told you I need to get a haircut bad. I look like crap. I look terrible. I look awful. I need to get a Roosters. Might do that while I'm in Greenville tomorrow because I'll be over there in the Pelham Road tomorrow. RoostersMGC.com. Man, go get your haircut over there. Let them take care of you over there. Straight razor shave, the shave in the back of the net, the hot towel treatment. Man, that's nice. A little facial massage in there. That's always nice. It's a modern barbershop. You know, we don't do anything for ourselves, man. We do something for other people all the time. Do something for yourself. Get your haircut. Speaking of Sopranos, I got a little Tony Soprano. Last time I was over, I had a little Tony Soprano poster over there. It was pretty cool. You know what? Do it like the modern style barbershop's doing it now, not the salons that you go see where you get it all mixed in. It's where men can get their haircut. Men's Grooming Center, RoostersMGC.com. Go by and see those great folks off of Pelham Road, 884-8920, 884-8920. SEC Power Rankings when you can return for more right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked geese rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
If your business IT provider can't fix your phones or doesn't work weekends, that's, well, TSA Choice will manage it all 24/7. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide three meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch Superstore.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
Hey man, Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
I'm Matthew Murdoch. That's our name, and we want to know yours. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford, whether it be new or used, plus a great service, parts, and body shop right across the Georgia state line in Livonia, Georgia. Or visit us at EdMurdochSuperstores.com.
Ed Murdoch Superstores.
Ed Murdoch Superstores. That's our name, and we want to know yours. Come see us.
Electronics make a great Christmas gift. The ideal electronic gift is a Husqvarna robotic auto mower. The elves at Easley Lawn and Garden invite you to shop their selection of Husqvarna auto mowers in six different models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden makes a great gift, and it leaves you with a beautiful looking lawn while allowing you to spend time opening up the rest of your gifts. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower Christmas gift from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team of elves can assist you in getting started. Husqvarna robotic mowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, used in Europe for years, now taking the U.S. by storm. Fill your Christmas list with the Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Don't be a turkey. Recycle your used cooking oil at Greenville County's residential waste and recycling centers and Twin Chimneys landfill. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 243-9672 or go to greenvillecounty.org. And happy Thanksgiving from the Greenville County Solid Waste Division.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I've got some great things going on over at Reed's Jewelers right now, reeds.com, upper level over the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. It is a great, big, huge Black Friday week.
That makes sense, Zach.
Black Friday week.
That makes no sense.
It's not Black Friday, it's Black Friday week. So it's a week long of savings going on over right now. You can, you know, you've got to get the 1 carat deal right now for less than $2,000. Go by and get that unbelievable thousands and thousands of dollars in savings. It's going on between now and Friday. So what they understand is, you know, some people couldn't make it out for Black Black Friday. Some people have to work. Some people have to, a lot of things going on in their lives. So Wally Odom has had this team assembled there that's going to make it much, much easier on you between now and Friday, all those Black Friday deals. Now, the only thing is that, you know, some of the stuff's, you know, keep going faster and faster and faster. That's why you need to go today rather than Friday, or today rather than tomorrow, or tomorrow rather than Friday. Let them take care of you. It's that time of year at Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Mr. R24, let's do some SEC power rankings.
It's time for the SEC Power Rankings.
You want the good news or the bad news for Arkansas?
Good news first.
Good news is Arkansas is recruiting pretty doggone good right now. Okay. Arkansas recruiting, they know he took over just a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. But it's actually getting a little bit better right now. As a matter of fact,
Brett Bielema had those cupboards stocked. Stocked with talent.
As a matter of fact, right now, according to Rivals.com, Arkansas is 11th in the country in recruiting right now. I've got Arkansas, despite going, Mr. Or 24, despite going 0-8 in the conference and 2-10, and your two wins this year were against Eastern Illinois and Tulsa, and getting beat 38-0.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas, number 14.
You want the good news or the bad news for Arkansas?
Give me the good news first.
The good news is, football season's over. They don't have to play any more games anymore.
Right, right.
Because they're 0-8 in the conference, 2-10 overall. You want the bad news?
Yeah.
They had to play it in the first place because they were never going to be competitive at all. Arkansas is a bad, bad football team. But like you mentioned, there is a bit of a shining star here, a bit of a bright light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Those recruiting rankings, if they can bump those up and continue to recruit at that level, Chad Morris will have an opportunity to prove himself in the SEC West sooner rather than later. For now, Arkansas on the cellar of the SEC.
You want the good news or the bad news for our 13th ranked team, Ole Miss?
Bad news first.
Bad news is that it didn't go good. 1-7 in the SEC, 5-7 overall, and their arch rival beat them 35-3.
Yikes. Good news?
The MSU or Mississippi State flag that's supposed to be playing out, it's not on their field right now.
It's not.
No, so that's good. It's the only good news at Ole Miss.
The only good news at Ole Miss is the fact that Arkansas went 0-8 in the conference, and they went 1-7, making them a superior team. Then Arkansas, it's great. It's great news for Ole Miss. Bad news is, of course, like Arkansas, they had to play the season in the first place. Ole Miss, number 13.
You want the good news or bad news for Tennessee at number 12?
Tell me all the good things about Tennessee.
Well, you could be getting T. Martin back. He could be coming home. National championship quarterback. T. Martin got fired out at Southern Cal. And the Vols offense coordinator, Tyson Helton, is leaving to become the Western Kentucky head coach. The bad news is, Vanderbilt owns the state of Tennessee. Vanderbilt has put it all over Tennessee the last 3 years. Let me remind you this, Mr. Or 24, that's not the Volunteer State anymore. That's the Commodore State. They have commandeered the state. I wonder if anybody volunteered to drive the Vanderbilt fans around and party around Nashville over the weekend. Let me remind you up.
They just pedal themselves in those little bike things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The carts.
Let me remind you of this. The last 3 years, Vanderbilt seniors next year would go into it never losing to Tennessee. 3 years ago, 45-34. Last year, 42-24. This year, 38-13. Vanderbilt owns Tennessee. Tennessee number 12.
Tennessee is my number 12 team as well. It was weird to even type that. I know they've been bad for a long time, and I know Vanderbilt owns them. It's just still weird to visually see Vanderbilt a spot ahead of Tennessee. Was that what they've envisioned for year one up there under the new regime? Was that really what they saw?
I don't know. They got a dumb former jock as a coach.
Does Greg Schiano have a better season his first year at Tennessee?
Ouch.
Tough to watch. Tennessee number 12.
Yep. I've got Vanderbilt number 11. You want the good news or the bad news?
Oh, boy. Hey, we're 4-4 so far.
4-4 so far.
You got Vanderbilt number 11?
I do.
You're not going to have my number 3 team. I can just tell you that right now.
Number 3?
You want the good news or the bad news for Vanderbilt?
Oh, yeah, because you won't put Florida in the top 3.
No.
Tell me about Vandy.
The good news for Vanderbilt is that you own the state. I've already mentioned that.
You own the state.
Everything's great.
You're pulling any recruit you want to.
Yeah, for the most part. The bad news?
Yeah.
Vanderbilt basketball, Darius Garland out for the year. Projected NBA lottery pick. out for the year at Vanderbilt basketball.
Yeah, that stinks, I guess, if you're a basketball fan.
Yeah,
Vanderbilt number 11 for me as well. They also lose the Shermer kid at quarterback this year, don't they? Doesn't he go to
He's gone.
Move on?
Oh, he gone.
So things probably take a step back for old Vanderbilt. But for now, just bask in the glory that it was a 6-6 season and 3-5 in the SEC East. You got to love it.
Right.
Number 10.
Number 10 is Auburn. You don't have Auburn 10? Doggone it. You want the good news or bad news for Auburn?
Bad news.
Bad news is that Alabama beat you again. Bad news is that despite being preseason top 10, you went 7-5.
What a mess.
You went 3-5 in the SEC. Your five wins this year were you had a beat a good Washington team. You beat Alabama State. You beat Arkansas. Southern Miss. You beat Ole Miss. You did beat Texas A&M. You beat Liberty. You want the good news, though?
Mm.
You might be shelling out $32 million. Including $15 million the first 30 days. You've got Gus Malzahn on a tight rope. Have you seen this story? They've got him on a very, very tight deal down there. They're trying to lower the buyout. You couldn't have more tension between Gus Malzahn. The good news is you could have Kevin Steele as your next head coach in the next couple of weeks down at Auburn. Auburn's number 10.
I have South Carolina number 10. You got the good news or bad news in South Carolina?
Give me the good news
first. The good news is Jake Bentley looked fantastic against your in-state rival last week.
Yep.
He had a 500-yard day, five touchdowns. He was unbelievable.
Yep.
The bad news is
Your
defense is atrocious.
Yep.
There's nothing out there. It's pretty much just 7-on-7s. It's not good, and for that reason, South Carolina.
How dare you rank them that low?
Mm-hmm.
I've got them at number 9.
Ugh.
Good news, bad news?
Good news.
Good news is you're practicing on the week of the SEC championship like Will Muschamp said, getting used to doing this.
Oh, my God.
Bad news is you're playing Akron Zips. South Carolina's obviously good on offense, bad on defense. South Carolina number 9.
Don't let that happen. Auburn number 9 here. We just flip-flopped those. I put Auburn ahead of South Carolina for the simple fact they have a better overall record than South Carolina. Even though South Carolina's better in the conference, it's a whole thing. I put Auburn ahead of them. Auburn number 9.
Kentucky at number 8. Hey, Kentucky, the good news is you get Louisville as an arch rival, and you end up going to Louisville and taking care of business.
Louisville.
Oh, it's not very good. Jeff Brom met with them yesterday, though. Maybe Scott Satterfield as well. Kentucky number 8.
I can't believe you put them that low. Missouri number 8.
Missouri's ranked.
Number 24 ranked Missouri.
Missouri's ranked. Missouri always wins at the end of the year.
Missouri.
You know what Missouri needs to do? I've got Missouri
number
7.
Don't sleep on Dario. Don't sleep on. I have Kentucky at 7. We got to pick it up a little bit here.
Okay, I know because we got to go here. Missouri does this every year where they just go on winning streaks. Last year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They won the last 7 regular season games last year. Last 6.
Don't you sleep on Dario.
They need to get their October newspapers delivered in September somehow, somewhere. Missouri number 7.
I have Kentucky number 7. My Cats, C-A-T-S, Cats. Number 15 in the country right now. Not a big deal. Gotta love it. Kentucky 7.
I've got Missouri, Mississippi State number 6.
LSU at 6.
What?
I refuse to put them any higher.
You hate LSU.
Get out of my face.
Florida number 5. Ron.
I have Mississippi State at 5.
I have LSU at number 4.
Giggum!
How dare you? I got Giggum at 3.
Do you really?
Yes.
I had the superior Florida Gators at 3 because, of course, they're at 3. They're the better team. Florida and their 5-3 conference record, 9-3 overall. You got to love it. Florida, 3.
Georgia at 2 and Alabama at 1.
Yes, sir.
And they'll play each other in the SEC Championship.
Is that going to be swapped next week when we do this?
Could be, buddy. Could be. I think Georgia's got a puncher's chance against Alabama on Saturday. You?
Yeah, if they punch out Tua during the game and then go on about that way.
Punch out who?
Tua.
Tua!
Excuse me.
Tua! Did you see where someone thought that Tua stood for the University of Alabama?
Yeah, is it an Alabama fan?
Yeah. How did they get over the language barrier, though?
I don't know how they got through that. It was impressive that Saban was willing to learn a second language just to have a quarterback in there.
Nice. Nick Saban, cultural icon. Let's take a short break. I've been promised this at 7:05. Georgia fans, call your Georgia fans and tell them to tune in. I got a message for Georgia fans. South Carolina fans as well. You don't want to miss that. So tune in at 7:05. We'll give you that for
just
you.
A quick disclaimer. I have no idea what this is, folks. So.
Okay. You're going to like it. I think you're going to agree with me when it's all said and done.
So sorry or good luck. I don't know.
I think you're going to like it. Priority one, security is taking care of us here. I'm going to be gone the next 2 days, buddy. I'm going to be gone the next 2 days.
It's going to be a glorious 48 hours, isn't it?
Come on, man. I'm going to be over at United Rentals tomorrow. I'm going to be at Chick-fil-A on Friday. I worry about you, but I don't have to worry too much. I can check on all the cameras here. Ben Mills said to give me the cameras, and we can download that and just make sure that you're okay.
Yep.
You got your doors locked and everything's fine over here. People bringing you food the whole time. You need any food in the next couple of days?
No, stop bringing me food. No food.
Priority One, the largest privately owned operated company in the state of South Carolina, ranks them in the top 25 of national security integrators in the country. These people are big enough to do anything across the country, small enough to do it right here in our backyard, locally owned and operated. These are the best of it. It's a Blue Ridge turned into Priority One. Now, Priority One Security, we're awfully glad to have them here. Priority, the number one, security.com. Priority, the number one, security.com. Alert your Georgia fans. Big message for Georgia fans starting off hour number two after this.